We believe in what we're doing, the process that we're going through, getting better every day, coming to work with purpose every day, okay? That's a good football team. That's a good football team. That's a good afternoon. Hey, let's enjoy this. Enjoy this with your families, with your friends, right? We did it here at home. We're getting ready to take our show on the road next week, okay? Bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in, man. Let's go. Raiders on three. 1, 2, 3. Raiders!
We're having a lot of fun watching those locker room speeches after a big win, a huge win here at home versus the Jets. You talk a lot about the process. Here we are, week 9. Take us through the process of the first 8 weeks.
The process encompasses quite a bit. It's about how we meet, you know, how we train in the weight room, all the different things that we ask our players to do. It's all part of the process leading up, the preparation that goes into playing well on Sunday. It's a culmination of so many different things. We don't have time on this show to go through.
Oh, no, I have all day. No, you're right about that. Part of the process, though, and this has been a theme for you from the beginning, is learning how to travel on the road. And now you guys are headed to Pittsburgh. How do you keep these players humbled but yet hungry when you are winning games like that?
Yeah, there's a fine line there. We want to be confident. We are gaining confidence. But it's really all a result of the preparation. You know, it's a result of the work, the hard work, the dedication, the sacrifice. We want to sustain excellent football from all three phases, and we have a long way to go.
Because people usually give out a progress report, I won't have you do that because, like you said, we don't have a lot of time. But it's very easy when you look at the offense to go to Derek Carr, the progression he's made. I want to look at Musgrave, though, and what he's done, how he's gotten through to these players.
I'll say this. Bill Musgrave is the same mind and motivator and guy who's in charge of everything that he was in week one when we were wondering whether he was any good or not, right? So it's a week-to-week league. We're coming off a really good performance against one of the better defenses in the league. So naturally you're going to praise. And I think he's doing a great job. But I thought he did a great job all along. So, you know, we just want to stay true to who we are, continue to work at it the way we have, continue to develop some of our younger players and keep getting better.
Someone that is coming off of a great week, Taiwan Jones. He's going to join us this week on the Silver and Black Show next. Looking at Taiwan and where he fits in, must be nice to have someone with that much speed. I mean, he made top plays on an NFL Network.
Yeah, I start to smile because I'm thinking of Mike Tice. You know, he calls him beep beep. It's like, well,
a road runner. I would think so with a 4.19 40. That's according to Maurice Jones-Drew. But
well,
that's fast.
He can fly. He can really run. And we've created a role for him, and he's taken that and just really expressed himself in a magnificent way and become a real strength for us. You know, somebody that defense will have to account for.
And you also have to give credit to the offensive line. How impressive have they been?
I think it all starts there. I think, you know, what we do in the trenches on the offensive and defensive sides of the ball, that makes it all go. You know, you want to play good run defense, you got to have a big, strong physical front on your defensive line. Offensively, our offensive line, they're kind of the engine that make it all go.
When you think of the Raiders' defense right now, it's hard to look past Charles Woodson and what he is doing week after week. Here we are. It's like a broken record, but it's a good broken record.
Yeah, amazing, really. It's amazing. I mean, we're watching history. This guy is a tremendous player, continuing to play at a high level. I had some texts during the week. Guys are like, what are you feeding him? You know, how are you getting this out of him? But, you know, Charles is the consummate pro. He's very prideful. And if the ball's in the air, he thinks it's his.
I'm sure he's giving Mike Tomlin fits right now as we get ready to head to Pittsburgh. He suffered a big loss. Le'Veon Bell is out. How do you prepare regardless of who their running back is?
Well, we do prepare either way. And D'Angelo Williams, their backup running back, is really good.
Yeah.
In fact, he's had a longer touchdown run. He's run for the same yards per carry. And when Le'Veon was out, he ran like Le'Veon was there. So they have plenty of talent at the running back position. They have Big Ben back, Antonio Brown. I mean, they have some weapons. So this is going to be a heck of a challenge for us.
You have visited Heinz Field plenty of times in your career. What can you expect and what are you telling the players about that environment?
Great environment. The crowd will be into it. The grass will be chewed up a little bit. The Notre Dame-Pitt game is taking place the day before we play, so it's going to be chewed up. And big deal. It'll be great. It'll be 50s, and it'll be great football weather.
All right, Jack, good luck on the road. Up next, we catch up with Taiwan Jones. Is he the fastest guy in the NFL? He sets the record straight.
And I'm opening the gate and just make sure none of the cows get out, just scream and scare them. And I'm like, I'm scared. Like, how am I going to keep all these cows in the gate?